Good morning and welcome to episode 2 of Rise and Grind with Ori Bosa. Today's episode is titled On Your Mark, Get Set, Go, Setting Goals and Mastering Them. So today we're going to talk about the importance of goal setting and how you as an individual can master your goals. I will say the inspiration behind this episode stems from a conversation that I often have with one of my really good cousins. And when she listens to this episode, she's going to laugh. But she's always asking me this question, and it goes just like this. Ori Bosa, we share the same 24 hours in a day. How is it possible for you to manage all of the projects that you're a part of and still have time to hang out with family, still have time to enjoy life's pleasantries? Do you ever sleep? And what she's ideally asking me is, how do I establish a work-life balance for my life? And my answer to her is very simple. Yes, I do sleep, and I am a goal setter. And because I've mastered the art in goal setting, I'm now able to use that concept to effectively manage my time. So if you're tuning in to Rise and Grind with Ori Bosa for the first time, first, welcome. I am a serial entrepreneur, as well as a professor. I'm also involved in a lot of healthcare projects here in New York City and globally. So yes, throughout the day, my lifestyle is quite chaotic and busy. But in addition to being a businesswoman, I'm also a sister. I'm an older sister to a younger brother who is expecting his first baby in the next few months. I'm an auntie, so I have two nephews and a niece, which I'm very much involved in their lives. But I'm also that friend people call upon for advice, whether it's career advice, life advice. I'm often getting a call from my friends to help them solve a problem because I'm a great problem solver. I can look at the issue and step behind the scenes and say, okay, this is the issue. This is what the solution should be, and you should implement the solution. And the majority of the time, the solutions that I provide work. So in this process of just being in business, I truly value the relationships that I have with my family and my closest friends, and they're very meaningful for me. So, and it helps me with just establishing my work-life balance, and goal setting is key in allowing me to master it all. So the first things first is we have to define or understand what exactly is goal setting. And my definition of goal setting is that goal setting is a process one engages in to map out their ideal future. It often serves as the primary motivator to encourage individuals, specifically millennials, on how to turn their visions for the future into reality. Goal setting allows you to set the tone and establish the direction of which journey or path you're looking to choose to embark on in life. Right now, I've highlighted millennials because we've been termed the lazy generation, and that's not true. You know, millennials these days, we are graduating out of schools, we've acquired these life skills, and we no longer aspire to be in somebody's organization or work for a corporate entity for the next 30, 40 years of our life and then retire. We're more the innovative, entrepreneurial type of generation. We want to use the skills that we acquired to make an impact on the world. But we also want to have that freedom and flexibility to travel. And we want to make sure that in this freedom and flexibility of traveling and in this ability to create these innovative ideas to transform the world, we're also generating revenue. And so we no longer aspire to be in a corporate entity or organizational setting that puts restrictions on our creative thinking. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and as the baby boomer generation see things differently, being that having that entrepreneurial spirit is often derived from being able to just establish goals and having this vision for your life and working towards creating the goals and accomplishing the goals that you set to live a life of freedom, you know, to live a life that's lucrative, successful. So there's nothing wrong with that. But in this process of goal setting, you do find that people have challenges. I know the definition that I provided, it sounds extremely easy, and goal setting is easy, but one of the biggest challenges that I see people have when they're thinking about goal setting is that they're having a hard time starting the process, right? They're having a hard time actually sitting down and mapping out what they want their ideal future to look like. And because they're having this issue and they are now becoming overwhelmed, it presents so many challenges that I definitely can relate to. When I will say maybe about 5 years ago, when I first came up with this vision to become an entrepreneur, instantly I would become overwhelmed. And because I was overwhelmed, I started now to create this fear. And at the time, I didn't understand why I was so fearful in going to business on my own, because prior to being an entrepreneur, I was a director for the African Affairs Committee with a group called the United Nations Association for Young Professionals. So in my role, I was really responsible for managing a committee of 1,200 plus people. I was responsible for hosting programs and events that caters to these 1,200 plus people in the committee. I was also responsible for managing a team of people to help me put on events for this 1,200 plus committee team that we've built. And in it, it required me to work with high-level executives in the UN. It required me to establish great relationships with different vendors, universities around the New York City area. So I was well-known in establishing communities. And so I wasn't sure why I was so fearful when it came to my own business idea, which at the time I was working on the Young Professionals Healthcare Network. And so it was the same model and same concept as the UN group, but I was just really focused on developing this association for healthcare professionals. So in this sphere, I just said, you know what, let me pitch the idea to a couple of people in my network and see how they feel about it. Because I believe that one of the biggest fears of why I was so nervous on going into business on my own is that I knew the only thing that I could take with me post leaving the UN group was just the network that I created. So they were the first people that I sought advice from on this new vision that I had. And in particular, one of my closest friends, who's now a YPHN member, she told me my idea was amazing, but she also asked, did I have a business plan? And when she asked me that question, I looked at her and I was like, a business plan? I don't need a business plan. You know how long I've been running a committee? I've been hosting these great events. I think I got the understanding and the gist of it all. I don't think I need a business plan to help me map out anything for the business that I wanted to create. And she said, you know what, Oribosa, I'm not discrediting that you're not good at what you do, but the business plan helps you set goals for YPHN, not just for the now, but 3 years from now and 5 years now, you can depict what the future for YPHN will look like. And at that time, I was just like, oh, I'm not have time to do a business plan. Yeah, I don't have time to sit there and forecast what I actually can be doing. Because if you ever have created or written a business plan, you know that it can be quite detailed and intensive. And so at the time I was like, oh, I don't see the purpose. But I actually sat down and took the time to write the business plan for YPHN, and it was one of the best decisions of my life, because not only was I able to forecast what YPHN will look like in the next 5 years, I was also able to apply that concept to my own life. I actually created a business plan for my life. And if anybody has written a business plan, you know the business plan is going to ask you, what is your mission? What is your purpose? What team you intend to work with? What are your fiscal resources you're going to use to run this business? What does your expenses look like? What is your marketing strategy? So it gets really detailed, but all of it is just establishing goals, because your business is not open yet. So you're just predicting what the future of that business will look like and what resources you would need to help you get to that business to achieve the goals you have set. So I decided to create that business plan for my life, and it was one of the best things I did, because in creating this business plan, I was now able to kind of forecast what the next 5 to 10 years of my life will look like. Now, in this creation of this business plan of my life, I do or will put this disclaimer out there that, like a business plan, when you're goal setting, the goals that you've written are subject to change. So this goal setting technique is not something that's set in stone. Once you've written the first goal, boom, there it is. Hopefully, yes, but a lot of the times you have to go back and revise it or tweak it a little bit. So it is the best goal you have and the best opportunity to articulate the vision that you had in your mind to translate into a reality. So that is a disclaimer that I put out there. But Once you understand and recognize that sometimes your goals are subject to change, you're now able to sit down and plan your daily, weekly, and yearly goals with the hopes that you come up with some type of plan or action plan per se to embark or to take action or look upon to help you implement the goals for your life. And so in me just developing as a professional, I listen to a lot of podcasters and influencers, and some of the podcasters that I listen to, they talk about things like finding your passion, following your passion, understanding your purpose. What is your purpose? And those questions are often the questions I ask. It's like, how do you identify your purpose? How do you understand what is your passion? And for me, the best thing that I can recommend to anyone to wanting to identify what is their passion or wanting to understand what is their purpose is to sit down and actually goal set. Writing goals. In my definition that I stated, goal setting helps you map out the ideal future for your life. And so in order to identify your passion, when you're writing your goals, you now can determine what are the things that you like, the things that you dislike. Is the vision that you have capable in turning into a successful business model, or is the vision more of just a hobby? Or, you know, is this vision a business vision or is it a personal vision? So the goal setting is key in helping you identify that passion and that purpose. And when I speak to a lot of my clients, because I do business development, they come with such great visions, but they don't necessarily understand the importance of just actually taking that vision, writing it down and turning it into reality. So I often share this quote from a well-known filmmaker by the name of Joe Barker. And he states, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. But when you combine vision and action together, you can change the world." And I definitely agree. Vision without it being written is just a dream. It's a high possibility it's not going to manifest into a reality. The first step of turning your vision into a reality is putting action behind it, and that action is writing your goals down. Now, with technology, you can type them. I'm a technology type of girl, so I write everything in my phone, but there are some people who still believe in writing it on paper or pen. And for me, wherever way you write your vision is the first step of creating action and being able to implement and make those visions a reality. And so personally, I suggest everyone to write down their goals, whether it's short-term or long-term goals. Goal setting or writing your goals down truly helps you with this momentum of pushing forward, right? And once you begin to build that momentum to push forward, you're definitely going to ask, how do I master my goals? I have this list, they're written. How do I now master it, the goals? What are the next steps in mastering this goal? And for me, how I personally master my goals is by using the SMART methodology. And so for those who are wondering, what is the SMART methodology? It is a technique which is originated and used by Peter Drucker when he created his management by objectives concept. And now, a lot of organizations use this concept to write down their business goals and come up with resources and a plan to implement and turn them into actionable goals for their business, but you'll see a lot of people also using the SMART methodology for their personal lives. And the word SMART is just an acronym for ensuring that your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. Right? Now, what does it mean to have a goal that's specific? Well, you want to ensure that whatever goal you have, it is simple, sensible, and significant. To give you an example, at the beginning of the year, I turned 30. And when you turn 30, you know your body changes differently. You know, you're like, well, you got to incorporate some type of physical activity to remain active and to keep healthy. So I knew I wanted to go work out, but I know I necessarily didn't have time to go to the gym. I lived in this beautiful complex where people are often walking around, my neighbors. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to go and walk. I'm going to do the recommended 30 minutes a day walk and see how that goes. So that was one of my goals. I written it down and I knew it didn't take much for me to actually walk. It was very simple. All I had to do was put on my sneakers, grab my keys and my phone and just go outside and walk. It didn't require me to find parking. It didn't require me to use my card or to purchase anything. All it required me is just to have my keys and a bottle of water, of course. And although this goal is so simple, it is also significant because me investing in my physical health only helps me in the long run, right? And as I started to commit and gain this momentum and remain motivated and ensuring that I get my 30-minute walk in at least 3 times a week, that walk now turned into jogging. And then that jogging now turned into me saying, you know what, I want to invest more in my physical activity, so I'm going to take a cycling class for 1 hour 2 times a week. So you see how that simple goal of walking now manifested into something bigger. But the impact is truly there because it's helping me maintain my physical health, which is needed to live a long life, right? So in addition to this goal of walking being so specific, it's also measurable, right? So me walking 30 minutes a day, I'm able to measure that. I'm able to say, you know what? If I leave my house at 6, I can finish my walk by 6:30. And because I'm able to finish my walk at 6:30, I can say that it's easily measurable and it's motivated. It keeps me motivated. I'm motivated to do that 30 minutes in, and I'm motivated to get to the 6:30 mark. And so because I'm motivated, I'm now able to measure that goal. And it also makes me feel like I've achieved something, which moves on to the next letter in the acronym of SMART, making sure that your goals are achievable, right? The key in mastering your goals, or the key in mastering goal setting, is making sure that you create goals that you can achieve. There's nothing like creating goals that are unachievable, because you're going to quickly get discouraged and you're going to quickly start to gain or create a fear that is unnecessary. So for me, what was achievable is that I was able to commit to walking 30 minutes a day, 3 times a day, a week. I was proud of that. You know, when you feel like you achieved something, it's a rewarding feeling, and it continues to motivate you to push forward and continue to engage in the activity. And in that, a lot of it had to do that because my goals were achievable, they were also realistic. I was realistic with myself to say, you know what, I'm not able to go to the gym because I don't have the time to go to the gym. But that's not going to stop me from incorporating physical activity. I'm just going to find an alternative goal, alternative method, which is realistic. And for me, walking was realistic. A lot of the times when people are setting their goals off, they sometimes set goals that aren't realistic. And when you're setting your goals, you want to ensure that it's realistic, that it's reasonable, and that it's result based. So you want those goals to be able, when you're mastering them, that you can yield results. My result is that when I was walking, my circulation started to improve, my breathing started to improve, and I started to see some weight loss, you know? And so that, once again, encouraged me and motivated me to keep pushing forward. So having realistic goals are key, and mastering the art of goal setting. And I will say that when you have these unrealistic goals, it definitely can be a source of discouragement. The example I use with my clients is that I had a client one time, he says, I want to travel the world, all 7 continents by the time I turn age 40. Now, he was 39, so of course that was unrealistic, because even if you were a full-time traveler and you travel the world for 365 days of the week, you're still not going to be able to go to all 7 continents. So the more realistic goal is to say you would like to travel yearly. Now, that's realistic because most people do get vacation time. Most people can commit to traveling once a year for maybe a minimum of 3 days out of the year to a place that they aspire to go, a destination place that is relaxing and that they feel like they're at peace. That is more realistic goal. And in that goal being realistic is also time bound, which leads me to the T and the SMART acronym. You want to make sure that your goals are time bound or time specific. You want to make sure that your goals, and it being achievable, that you're able to put a time frame to your goals. For me, the way I put a time frame on my goal is making sure that the goals that I have or everything that I do is in my calendar. If it's not in my calendar, it doesn't exist. And the reason why I put it in my calendar, because my calendar allows me to write the name of the goal. It allows me to put a time stamp on the goal. It allows me to write down some notes and get an alert for the goal. And so this is how I'm able to keep track and to accomplish my goals, because I have a time frame. Funny enough, we make sure that everything in our life are time bound, because even when we go grocery shopping and we're looking to buy a gallon of milk, the first thing we look at the type of milk we want to purchase, and we also now look at the expiration date. And the expiration date, yes, serves as the fact that your milk is fresh, but it also gives you an ideal time frame in which you have to drink this milk before it expires. The same concept is applied in our life, especially when we're goal setting. You want to make sure that you put a time frame to your goals so you know how much time you have to work to achieving that goal. Sometimes the goals are short term, sometimes the goals are long term, but they should be time specific. And so in this art of mastering goals, in it, your art of making sure that your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, you have to make sure that your goals are time bound. And so if you woke up to tomorrow and you said, you know what, somebody told you the vision that you have, you only had 30 days to accomplish it. Past the 30-day mark, you can never see the vision again. If it's a vision that's truly passionate, that's specific, measurable, that's going to allow you to feel like accomplished or you achieve something, you're going to work hard to make sure that you implement that vision within the 30 days, because you don't want to see it to disappear after the 30 days. If you're okay with it being disappeared after 30 days, then sometimes that's just a vision that you have to go back and rework and replan, because it's not significant enough to make an impact and motivate you to work towards achieving the goal. So just in your goal setting, you want to make sure that when you're mastering it, that it follows that little five simple concept of just making sure that it's smart, as in the fact of it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. So as I wrap up episode 2 of Rise and Grind with Ori Bosa, of course, I want to thank you for tuning in, but I also want to tell you, until we meet again, make sure that you're being smart with your dreams and that you're goal setting until you turn your goals into ultimate reality.